السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدن
It is 23rd of March today, and as we know, this day is most important in the history of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, because 118 years ago Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam, under the command of God, had started the system of initiation, bayat. And this way the Jamaat was founded. This day for the second manifestation of Islam is a milestone. What were the situation then? I will tell you briefly. The condition of the Muslims at that time was making restless to every Muslim who had some pain for Islam and concern for Islam. In the Indo-Pakistan and the Christian clergymen had started great attacks on Islam, and they were extreme attacks. But the Muslim ulama were also frightened, and they had no rebuttal of their attack. By becoming in a situation to have no replies, and some of them were falling in the lap of Christianity, and some were breaking their link with Islam altogether. If at the time the Christianity and other religions who were mounting attacks on Islam, if there was anyone to defend Islam was only one and only person who was Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian alayhi salam. Whatever religion they were in India, the Aryas, Brahmo Samaj, or those who believed in Christianity, who were attacking Islam and the founder of Islam, both with speech and writing, they were all silenced by his great book, Barahin-e-Ahmadiyya, who he had published in 4 volumes. He had gave such replies to their attacks that they were utterly silenced. The first and the second part was published in 1880, then 1882, the third part, and the fourth one in 1883, and where he proved that the Holy Quran was matchless and Islam was true and the truth of the claim of the Holy Prophet of Islam and his prophethood. And then promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam also stated that those who would, it is a challenge for everyone that if he were to rebut my argument, a fifth part of it, I will give him 10,000 rupees, which was a large amount at that time. And he had destroyed the attacks of these non-Muslims. But because of his passion for Islam, then many of those who had a honor of Islam at their heart, they were requesting Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam to take their bay'ah, the pledge of initiation, but he rejected their request because he had no sanction from God. But once he got sanction and command of God, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam published an announcement on 1st of December 1884 where he said that here I want to give them another message to the general public and especially to my brothers Muslims, that I have been commanded that those who want the truth and have the true sincerity for Islam and they want to know the path to Islam, to God, and they are ready to give up their sinful life, and they should take pledge with me. So those who have such a strength within them, it is essential for them to come to me. I will reduce their burden and will be their sympathizer, and Allah will bless my prayer and my attention for them with the condition that they should be ready, mind and soul, to follow the conditions. And this is a command of Allah which I have conveyed to you. Iza azanta fatawakkal ala Allah wasna'il fulka bi ayunina wa wahyina allazina yubayyunaka innama yubayyun Allah yadullahi fawqa aydihim. This was the Arabic revelation that once you have decided to serve Islam, then you should put your trust in God and prepare this ark in front of our eyes and with our revelation. Those who will take pledge with you, not with you, they will be doing with God. It will be God's hand will be over their hands. Then on 12th of January 1889, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had published an announcement for Takmeel-e Tabligh and referring to 1884 announcement, he added 10 conditions of bayah. We all know these 10 conditions, but so that we can refresh our memory and Ahmadis can benefit from it. And since MTA is now being understood by other people in a large circle, they should know what these conditions are. Let me read those to you. First condition is the initiate shall solemnly promise that he shall abstain from shirk, association, any partner with God, right to the day of his death, that he shall keep away from falsehood, fornication, adultery, trespass of the eye, debauchery, dissipation, cruelty, dishonesty, mischief and rebellion. And that he will not permit himself to be carried away by passions, however strong they might be. The third condition is that he shall regularly offer the 5 daily prayers in accordance with the commandments of God and His Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and shall try his best to be regular in offering the tahajjud and invoking the durood on the Holy Prophet Muhammad, that he shall make it his daily routine to ask forgiveness for his sins, to remember the bounties of God and to praise and glorify Him. The fourth condition, that under the impulse of any passions he shall cause no harm whatsoever to the creatures of God in general and Muslims in particular, neither by his tongue, hands, nor any other means. The fifth condition, that he shall remain faithful to God in all circumstances of life, in sorrow and in happiness, in adversity and in prosperity, in felicity and in trial, and that he shall in all conditions remain resigned to the decree of God and keep himself ready to face all kinds of indignities and sufferings in his way, and shall never turn away from him at the onslaught of any misfortune. On the contrary, he shall march forward. The condition six, that he shall refrain from following un-Islamic customs and lustful inclinations, and shall completely submit himself to the authority of the Holy Quran, and that he shall make the word of God and saying of the Holy Prophet Muhammad his guiding principle in every walk of life. The seventh condition, that he shall entirely give up pride and vanity and shall pass all life in humbleness, cheerfulness, forbearance and meekness. The eighth condition, that he shall hold faith, the honor of faith and the cause of Islam dearer than his life, wealth, honor, children and all loved ones. Ninth condition, that he shall keep himself occupied in the service of God's creatures for his sake only, and shall endeavor towards the beneficence of mankind to the best of his God-given abilities and powers. The tenth condition, that he shall enter into a bond of brotherhood with this humble servant of God, pledging obedience to me in everything good for the sake of God and remain faithful to it until the day of his death. That he shall exert such a high devotion in the observance of this bond as is not to be found in any other worldly relationship and connections that demand devoted dutifulness. Today, the Jamaat Ahmadiyya also has a link with the Caliphate only because that according to this pledge, the contact with and the link with Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, by putting your foot on this step you have to you create a link with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and God, and if only the Muslims today can understand this point, And by denying the Messiah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the suffering they are having and the problem they are facing, they could be delivered of them. The mission of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, as I said in the beginning, was to establish the rule of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the world and to prove the truth of the Holy Quran. And for this purpose, he had established the Jamaat Ahmadiyya under the command of Allah and took their pledge. His deep love with the Holy Prophet had reached its climax. And he understood the true station of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, we should say that if anyone recognized the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was only Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. In one place about the stature of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, and the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I look at it with amazement that this Arabic prophet whose name is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thousands of durood and salam be on him, how high station he holds. One cannot realize the height of his station, and it's not the man's work to realize and to imagine his station. Unfortunately, the way he should be recognized, the way his station has not been realized and recognized. The unity of God, which has disappeared from the God, he is the champion who brought it back to the world. The unity of God, which has disappeared from the world, he brought it back as a champion. And he was so engrossed in the welfare of the humanity that God, who knew the secrets of his heart, he made the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam excellent over all the previous and the future holy men and the prophets. He is the one who is the source of all blessings. And the person who, without admitting his blessings, claims to have any excellence, is not a man, human being, but the children of Satan, because all the keys have been given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Promised Messiah says that the person who, with his person, with his qualities, with his actions and deed, and with his spiritual powers and their flow of it, he proved a example of it and was called the perfect man, the person who was the most perfect and the perfect man and a perfect prophet and came with perfect blessings from, because of his resurrection. Through him, the first day of judgment appeared in the world, and a whole world which was dead came to life because he came. That blessed prophet is Hazrat Khatmul Anbiya, the chief of all the holy men, the pride of all the prophet is the Holy Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, our Lord, sent such the darood and salam which you have not sent from the beginning of the world. Promised Messiah also expected from his followers and taught them that they should have the true deep love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with the Holy Quran. That is why in the condition of bay'ah he said you should apply the teachings of the Holy Quran and you should pay special attention to sending the durood prayer to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another place he says the most essential teaching for you is that you should not ignore the teachings of the Holy Quran, because your life lies in the Holy Quran. Those who will honor Quran, they will be given honor on the day of judgment. Those who will give preference to Holy Quran, they will be preferred in the hereafter. There is no holy book on the which is true on this earth except the Holy Quran, and though no prophet is true and perfect and intercessor except the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore you should have true and sincere love with him and should never give anyone else excellence over him, so that you are counted as delivered in the hereafter. Deliverance is not what will appear after the death. The true deliverance is the one which shows its lights in this very life. Who is delivered? Only those who know, have the firm faith that God is true and Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between him and between all the creation and God is the mediator, and neither is of his station anyone under the heavens, firmament of heaven, another prophet, nor any other book than the Holy Quran. Allah did not want anyone to live forever, but this chosen prophet lives forever. Whereas the work of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was to make the Muslim recognize the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to protect him from the attacks of other followers of other religions, but not only to protect it, but to also to spread the beautiful teachings of Islam throughout the world. He had to give them that guidance which as the last law-bearing prophet he was given. And about which it is reported that in the latter days Messiah and Mahdi had to perform this task, that he had to make Islam to prevail over all other religions with the help from God. Promised Messiah claimed that Messiah and Mahdi which was awaited is me, and in the truth of his claim he had told many prophecies which were fulfilled with great glory, which was a plague and so many other prophecies. So all these signs which were fulfilled in his support, these prophecies of the adversities, heavenly and earthly problems and adversities, they were a proof of his truth, and also the great prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one great sign for our Mahdi is to the solar and lunar eclipse on a specific days in Ramadan. And so no one ever had shown this sign when a claimant was present. So all these things prove that I am the one who has been prophesied as a Messiah and Mahdi. So if you need your salvation, you should come into the protection of my castle, protective castle. These were not coincidences. For those who have intelligence, those who can ponder, it is worth reflecting. Fortunate are the Ahmadis who Allah had enabled to enter among the followers of this Messiah. After entering the follower of promised Messiah, we also have to convey this message which promised Messiah had brought to the whole world, that the unity of God should be established in the world and the standard of the Holy Prophet should be hoisted throughout the world. This is Allah's destiny. This is bound to pass. Come to pass. But after doing a little work, we have to earn our reward. So the good-natured people Allah had established on the unity of God and has made a decision to enter them into the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why he has sent his Messiah and Mahdi. Hadhrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allah wills and wants that all those souls which are domiciled in various settlements of the world, whether in Europe or in Asia, all those who have good nature, he should pull them towards unity of God and gather the whole people and unite them on the same religion. And this is the purpose for which I have been sent by God. So you should follow this with the kindness by putting emphasis on moral values and on prayer. This is the desire of God and the will of God that he should establish the rule of his Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although seeing the situation and the condition of the world, it looks apparently very difficult. But if you were to reflect that the person who was alone in a small village of Qadian in Punjab, so within his very life hundreds and thousands of people were shown to him who followed him, and he was even known from to Africa and other countries, and there were many people who believed in him. Now we witness that every day which arises on the followers of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, he rises by showing us the paths to progress. Today in 185 countries, Jamaat Ahmadiyya has been established, which is an evident proof that he alone is that Messiah and Mahdi who in our time had to unite the whole world on one and only religion. In most of the countries and most of the continents of the world, we see in the form of new pledges and new converts. If anyone is defending Islam, it is only those who benefit from his teaching and who is his follower. He is the one who is defending Islam. Even Arab world is also a witness and a testimony that how the people, the Muslims were attacked by the Christians, but it's only the follower of Promised Messiah which has stopped their progress throughout the world, that is of the Christianity. And those absolute proofs and arguments have been given only to Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, by which you can establish the unity of God and had destroy the false beliefs of the world. The light of the argument of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, how the false beliefs are being destroyed. We use various means. This is also according to the promise of Allah who he made with Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam as a revelation. I will convey your tabligh and preaching through to the ends of the world. And today we are spreading it through MTA. This is also supports this argument that a small poor community which have no wealth of oil or any other means, they could never have even imagined that in this today's world we can use the modern media and can convey the message of Islam. This is also is a proof of the claim of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, we are seeing the promises which God made with Promised Messiah being fulfilled in ever new ways. We also see this revelation of God being fulfilled in a new way, that today Allah are enable are enabling the follower of Promised Messiah, are enabling them to start a new channel of the MTA broadcast, which will present the Arabic programs 24 hours a day, so that the good-natured people and good souls can benefit from that treasures of knowledge which Promised Messiah ﷺ had distributed. Of course, there is opposition as a result of this channel. The company also is facing some opposition, with which we have made this contract to the satellite company through which we are broadcasting this. As Promised Messiah ﷺ says, Allah wills that this message should now be conveyed throughout the world. This is according to the will of God, will reach everywhere and no one can check it, inshallah. You should also pray that may Allah, those who are serving this and those who are helping us to convey this message, may Allah protect them and also enable them to adhere to the contracts. And let the good souls benefit from this spiritual food. We have no doubt that the large majority of the Muslims will accept this message. This is also a promise of Allah with Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Promised Messiah says, it is a revelation which he received, about which he said, Inni ma'aka ya ibn Rasulullah, that all those who are on the surface of the earth, unite them on one faith. The first translation of the first thing is that I am with you, O the son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. About this he says that I have to unite all the Muslims on one faith is of a special nature. The commands are two types. One is Sharia law. For example, you should say prayers, do not murder, and so forth. And there is also a prophecy that there will be some who will act opposed to it. That is, this is for sure. And the second one is conning. That this is in the way of destiny of God, as it says, Ya Narukuni Bardam Vasalaman. And that was demonstrated fully, that when the fire was asked to cool down for Abraham, it cooled down. This revelation which I have just mentioned is also of the similar time, that Allah so wills that all the Muslims should unite on one faith, and that is bound to happen. It does not mean that they will have no difference of opinion. Of course, the difference of opinion will remain. It will be such that is not worth mentioning or unaccountable. May Allah help all the Muslims to answer this call and gather and unite on one faith, and you should see these sites. As I just said, that MTA3 Al Arabiya is starting, and with reference in the words of Promised Messiah, the message is given to the Arabs. I will read a part of it out. May Allah open the minds of the Arab world and they can recognize the Imam of this time. Ameen. Promised Messiah says, addressing the Arab world, Assalamu alaikum, all those righteous and holy people of Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. O those who domicile in the land of our Prophet, and O who live in the neighborhood of the house of Allah, you are the best people of this earth, and you are the chosen people of God. no people can reach your honor, in your honor, in your respect, and in your stature and station. You have excelled over all of them. It is enough pride for you that Allah started His revelation from Adam and He completed it on the Prophet who was among you. Your land was His residence. So how can you know what is the great station of that Prophet? He is Muhammad Mustafa, the leader of the Prophet, the Khatamul Rusul and the Imam of the world. His favor is proved on every man, and all is his revelation has incorporated in it all the wisdom and all those wise things which have been destroyed and disappeared from the world. His faith has revived them. O Allah, like the all the drops in this world and the living and the dead and whatever is in the heaven and whatever is hidden or obvious, according to their number, please send the mercy and salam and the blessings, and he should send them such blessings that the whole universe cannot sustain it. And blessing is the one who has given him precedence, and the one blessed is the one who has reached him and is got lost in him and is lost in his love. All those who living in the world of Arab, on which Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's feet touched, may Allah have mercy on you and be pleased with you, and may He make you pleased with Allah's pleasure. All those, we have great hopes for you, and my soul is thirsty to meet you. I am restless to see your blessed people so that I can visit that great land where Hazrat, the best of the creature, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's feet touched, and I could make it an elixir for my life, and so that I can see those blessed places, so that I can meet those holy people and see the past holy men and be satisfied and feel comfort. May Allah enable me to visit you, and may He please me with your faces. I have untold love with you. I have love with your lanes and your streets and your children, and I prefer you over all things in the world. O those people of the Arab, Allah has sent untold blessings and made you beneficiary of great blessings. Among you is that holy house of God which has been blessed, by which has been blessed Ummul Qura, and the tomb of that great prophet is among you, who had made the whole world aware of one and only God. And you were the one who had, with full sincerity and full righteousness, had helped Allah and His Messenger, and for the publication of His book, His holy book, you have given your life and your wealth. Especially, these are the special qualities of you, and those who do not honor you, He commits excesses. O my brothers, I am sending you this letter with a melting heart and shedding tears. So you should listen to me. May Allah grant you the greatest reward for it. Then he says, O the good people of the Arab, and I am with you with my heart and soul. Allah has given me glad tidings about the Arabs, and has told me through revelation that I should help them and show them the right path, and should reform their situations, and to do, you will see me successful in discharging of this task. O my beloved friend, Allah the Almighty has manifested Himself on me for the revival of Islam and has sent untold blessings and has in this dire situation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah, he has given me great glad tidings of help and signs. So all the people of the Arab, I want you to share with these blessings. I was waiting to see that are you ready to help me for the in the way of Allah. So, O those living in the land of Arabia, as a representative of Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, I request you in the name of Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, that you should answer the call of this spiritual son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I have put before you a few examples of his deep love with Islam and his messenger and messenger of Allah. If you were to immerse in his feelings, then you will see his love with God and his deep love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and beside his feelings of sense of honor, you will see nothing else in him. If you will see with clear mind and clear heart, then more than 100-year history of Jamaat Ahmadiyya is a testimony that every moment of the life of the community is witnessing the God's power and His manifestation. Through this satellite, we are sending, conveying this message in a widely, and Allah has made this arrangement that a little poor community who believes in Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, by saving pennies just to win the Allah's pleasure, are conveying the message of this Imam, which I am having the honor of conveying to you through this satellite. So, saving yourself from mistrust, because Allah does not like mistrust, by using good faith, you should come forward to help this champion of Islam to win the pleasure of Allah. And rather than being engaged in opposition, you should listen to the words of this Messiah and Mahdi, who has been raised by the second regeneration of Islam, which Allah had promised to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has appointed Promised Messiah. Rather than joining the opponents, you should become the right hand of the Imam. And because the salvation of the Muslim Ummah rather than the whole world depends on helping this Imam of the time. O those who live in Arabia, by developing fear of God in your heart, for the sake of God, listen to the voice full of pain with which this Messiah and Mahdi is calling you. Come and become his helper. Remember, Allah has promised him that he will make him prevail over the world. If not you, then your generations and offsprings will benefit from it, and they will regret that if only our forefathers had also understanding the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had become helper of this Messiah and Mahdi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and join his community. May Allah so destine that today you can understand this fact. May Allah accept our humble prayers. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم واذكروا الله أكبر